This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I said this last week, if you're a parent, the most important thing you do for your children is pray for them. It's not provide an education. The most important thing you do for your child, if you're a parent, is not buy them new shoes every 6 months or buy them new clothes or make sure they have everything they want. The most important thing you do as a parent is to pray for your son to be in a right relationship with the God who made them. Pray for your daughter to be in a right relationship with the God who made her. That's the most important thing. If you're married, the most important thing you do for your spouse is not keep them happy, whatever that means. You pray for them. You work at a company, the most important thing you do for your company is to pray for the people you work with. You're an employer, the most important thing you do for your employees, pray for them specifically. We act humbly, we pray specifically. And there's a third one I want to leave you this morning. It goes like this, we are to love intentionally. We're to love intentionally. What does it mean to love intentionally? To love intentionally, this may surprise you, but I believe it's possible for you to love people that you can't stand. I really believe that's possible. You say, I can't stand that guy at work, but through Jesus Christ, I'm going to intentionally love them. That's what it means. You decide to love somebody. That's intentional loving. When's the last time that you ever had to make a decision to love a person that you didn't like? I want to suggest to you, I think that's one of the distinctives about Christianity. Christ enables a man or woman to love people they wouldn't normally love. That's what Christ does. He enables us to love the unlovable. That's what he does. That's part of what the Lord does in our life. And here's my, I want to wrap all this up today. We're moving quickly because of this ordination thing. I want us to share in that. That when you act humbly, you pray specifically, and you love intentionally, you're going to do more to reach a person than anything else you do. I don't know if any of you have ever even heard this before, but I think some Christian people have the attitude that if somebody I know is wandering away from the Lord, I need to punish them with my withdrawal from them. I need to punish them by not speaking to them. I need to punish them by not doing this or doing that, thinking it's up to me to punish them. One day I woke up a few years ago that it's not my job to punish anybody. Vengeance is mine, says who? Me? The Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay, the Lord says. It's not your job to punish, it's your job to love and to pray and to act, and that's my job. Remember that. There's a phrase that I covered almost as an afterthought at the first service. I'll leave you with this. It says, when you restore someone, you cover over a multitude of sins. And for years, I thought that there was some measure of forgiveness either for the person or for me if I'm involved in restoring people. I don't think that's what it means. Jesus is the one who takes away sin. I don't. He's the one who forgives me of your sin or my sin. He's the one who forgives me. Here's what I think it means. Have you ever known someone who's lived a rough life? And maybe you said this, if somebody could have just gotten to him 20 years ago, so much could have been prevented. If somebody could have got to my daughter 5 or 10 years ago, so much grief would have been prevented. We all have those moments in life, and that's what I think it means, that when you act humbly and pray specifically and love intentionally and you reach into someone's life, you prevent not only some sin from happening, but get this, you prevent a lot of grief. Think of the grief that's in your life just because of your mistakes and mine. Think about the follow-ups in your own life and think about the fallout from that and how other lives were impacted by choices that we made 20 and 30 years ago.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.